It's here and now. A judge in Kansas has ruled that a man who signed a contract to be a sperm donor for a lesbian couple must now pay child support for their child because they didn't use a doctor. Let's back up. William Murata responded to an ad on Craigslist from Angela Bauer and her partner Jennifer Schreiner. He and the two women signed a contract they downloaded from the internet, relieving Murata of any parental responsibilities. And a few months later, Jennifer gave birth to a little girl. Then Jennifer and Angela split up, but still co-parented. Then Angela became ill and couldn't work, so Jennifer applied to the state for assistance. She got it, but the state then went after Will Murata, the donor, ultimately for $4,000 in child support. And a court in Kansas upheld that move because state law requires that a doctor be involved in artificial insemination, and one hadn't been. The case is now heading toward an appeal, and it's raising all sorts of questions, including, are state laws that exempt sperm donors from child support if the couple uses a doctor discriminating against lesbian couples who are more likely to do the insemination without a doctor? Will Murata joins us from the studios of WIBW in Topeka, Kansas. Welcome.
Hello.
And we're also joined by your lawyer who's sitting there with you, Ben Swinnen. Hello to you as well, Ben.
Hello.
So District Court Judge Mary Mativi, who ruled on this case, said that the law is very clear, that a donor of semen provided to a licensed physician for use in artificial insemination cannot be treated as the birth father of a child, unless there's some agreement with the sperm donor. But the law does not apply to children conceived without a licensed physician involved. So, Will, perhaps you didn't know about this law, but ignorance of the law is no defense. Isn't she right that the law is clear?
It may be clear to some people, but I would have to disagree with it. Some laws are outdated, outmoded. They didn't keep up with the times.
Yeah.
For example, let's go back to the Civil Rights Movement, some of the Jim Crow laws in the South. They were deemed at one point not to be legal, and then after being legal for God knows how many years.
And
just because the law's on the books doesn't mean it's right.
Well, and we have reported on this in the past. In fact, I remember years ago, and this, by the way, is a portion of this reporting that may not be for sensitive ears or children's ears, but I remember reporting on a lesbian couple that used a friend and a turkey baster, and they did the process themselves, a doctor, and the cost of the doctor was not needed. I'm gathering in this case, although you're not privy to what they did, you all felt you didn't need a doctor.
I had no knowledge of whether or not they were using a doctor or not.
Yeah, you just did your part.
Correct. Literally, I delivered a little plastic cup and a brown paper sack to the front door.
And that was that. By the way, why did you do this? You weren't paid.
No. In a way, it kind of struck a chord with me and my wife. We've been part of foster parenting, and there's certain things that we feel that we support. And after interviewing them, as much as they interviewed my wife and I, we felt like there was no reason why not to.
Yeah. Well, and again, did not know that a law might be a tripwire that would make you responsible for this child, even though you'd signed a contract. And by the way, the two women, Angela and Jennifer, split up. Jennifer was the birth mother. Angela did want to support the child, couldn't because she was unable to work. But even when beyond that, you tell us, even when beyond that she wanted to support the child, the state rejected that?
That's my understanding from things that I've read in the deposition and from other people that are more privy to the conversation that Angie has had with the state of Kansas.
Let's bring in Ben Swinnen, your attorney. Ben, what do you think is going on here?
Well, I'd first like to address your statement that the law is clear. The only thing that's clear in that law is that if indeed there is a doctor involved, the donor is not the father. What the state is implying, what the judge is implying, is that conversely, if no doctor is involved, then the donor must be a father. That part is not in the law. That part is read into the law by the court and by the state, and I disagree with that. So there is no such thing as clarity in the law, in my opinion. As far as refusal of the state, Angela did make several attempts at contacting the state, and the state just simply refused to talk to her. The state also objected to her intervening in the case.
Well, and there are those, including the Boston Globe editorial board,
who recently wrote an editorial about this, who feel that there is something more going on here, that this is a state that has a constitutional amendment outlawing same-sex marriage, and that this is another way of enforcing that if you don't acknowledge a couple that has a child.
Oh, I agree. There is a political agenda.
Well, we asked the Kansas Department for Children and Families to speak with us or to comment. They declined because, as they said, the litigation is ongoing. Prior to that, State Secretary Phyllis Gilmore issued a statement saying, "We appreciate the judge's careful consideration and attention to the law," as we just described it. Do you think this is chilling for people like yourself who are willing to help out other couples and forego the huge payment and other things that are entailed with a doctor?
Oh, absolutely. I've had emails and comments from items posted on internet news networks where people say, you know, this may have been something that they would have considered at one time, but they would definitely not consider doing it now in light of the mess that I'm in.
Well, the laws vary from state to state. In California, actually, a man used the same kind of law to try to be involved in a child's upbringing, to try to claim that he was a father. And a California court in 1986 ruled that he was, again, because the parties did not use a licensed physician in the artificial insemination process. But is there a precedent? Have there been cases where states have found that sperm donors are not considered fathers?
Yes, there have been cases. I believe it was Wisconsin. The other one is in New Mexico, is the Mintz case that we have cited at length. No. So there are precedents in the other direction.
That's Ben Swinnen, lawyer for William Murata, who's been ordered to reimburse state child support made to a lesbian couple that he helped conceive a child when he was a sperm donor. Will, Ben, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
And we love your thoughts on this story and a news note that we have. A federal judge has ruled that the state of Kentucky must recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states. The ruling strikes down part of a ban on same-sex marriage that Kentucky voters approved in 2004. The judge concluding that Kentucky law treated gays and lesbians differently in a way that demeans them. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.